The St. Lawrence Seaway has both an oversized and an understated presence in the North Country. Here's what I mean. It's oversized because when you're standing along the St. Lawrence River and you see freighters from the Atlantic Ocean squeeze through the locks in Messina or among the Thousand Islands, it's kind of breathtaking to behold. And it's understated because while the Seaway is not the economic driver that was promised when it was built in the 1950s, it is important to the North Country economy. It employs 120 people in Messina. There's also a port in Ogdensburg. And the Seaway has had a huge, mostly negative effect on the environment of the St. Lawrence River and the Great Lakes. So the person who runs it matters. A conversation with the new St. Lawrence Seaway administrator on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day is provided by Renew Architecture and Design, designing camps, custom homes, and more throughout NCPR's listening region. Details at renewarchitecture.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, May 30th. First up, a fire early Saturday morning destroyed a historic Adirondack Inn. The Big Moose Inn in Eagle Bay near Old Forge was built in 1903. Police say its owner, who lives next door, spotted fire near the rear pantry around 3 a.m. Saturday and ran to wake up and evacuate the guests. No one was injured. Firefighters battled the blaze for hours from land and from Big Moose Lake. Police said the inn appears to be a total loss. Jefferson County is in the process of hiring a new housing director, whose main job will be addressing homelessness in the city of Watertown. Lucy Grinden has more.
Homelessness became more visible in Jefferson County this past winter.
The homeless issue in Jefferson County really came to the forefront with the condemnation of some of our apartment buildings and loss of our hotels through fires.
That's Teresa Gaffney. She's the commissioner of the county's Department of Social Services. She says some of the people who'd been living in those buildings had no place to go and ended up sleeping in a public pavilion for weeks until the city set up a temporary homeless shelter.
We really didn't have one agency that was coordinating things.
Gaffney says the situation was a wake-up call for the community.
We kind of came to realize that we kind of needed a point person to help the county address these issues.
That's the main reason Jefferson County has decided to create a new position, Director of Housing and Special Initiatives. They'll respond to emergencies, like winter storms, and they'll try to get more unhoused people into stable situations. Gaffney says some of the county's unhoused population are currently living in hotels or motels, while others live outside. She wants to make sure the person they hire to help already knows about local housing rules and agencies.
We would like them to have a good understanding of what homelessness looks like in our county, because it's kind of different in every county.
Gaffney says they hope to hire someone in July. Lucy Grinden, North Country Public Radio.
Adam Tindall Schlicht was appointed the new St. Lawrence Seaway administrator by President Joe Biden last November. He's the youngest person to hold the position and also the first openly gay person. He directed the Port of Milwaukee and before that worked at the Seaway itself for almost a decade, doing all kinds of jobs.
Management analyst, IT specialist, cybersecurity specialist, personnel security officer, emergency coordinator. During that time of employment with the Seaway, again, generally from about 2010 to 2018, I had the good occasion to spend several weeks per year working with our colleagues here in the North Country. The weekends and holidays that I've spent professionally and personally in Messina have endeared me to this community. So it really was a rare and special privilege in 2022 when President Biden asked me to return to Messina, return to D.C. as Seaway administrator. I couldn't resist.
One of the big questions we have locally, and that's been a big controversy over a few decades, is potential of expansion of bigger locks, bigger channels, and also of year-round navigation that obviously would make a smoother system for shippers, but would cause a lot of other problems. That had previously been off the table most recently with the last couple administrators. Is that something that you would put back on the table? What's the status of those?
Not at this time. I'll address both pieces separately. In terms of year-round navigation, we do not anticipate that to occur, certainly not while I'm administrator. The winter maintenance period is critical for us to reinvest in complete capital projects on the locks themselves. So in addition to not operating because of winter weather, it's become a useful time for us to do repairs, modernizations, improvements, and other upgrades to the locks. We'll continue to leverage that winter season for that work. In terms of changing the size of the locks, I do not anticipate that to be taking place in our lifetime either. I look at the Sioux Lock project that's taking place near Sioux St. Marie, Michigan, as administered by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. That lock modernization project is costing multiple billions of dollars. Multiply that by two U.S. locks, Snell and Eisenhower here. We just don't anticipate that taking place from a financial perspective.
Another concern that people have across the Great Lakes and certainly in the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario is invasive species. Mm. What's your position on freighters, international freighters in particular, having better ballast water technology to, you know, kill organisms that could come in that could be the next invasive species?
The intervention that the U.S. and Canadian Seaway Corporations led almost 15 years ago, I would submit it has been one of the most fruitful and successful ballast water management regimes that have taken place as a result of the treatment plus flushing requirement that has been implemented over the last 15 years. There has been no new introduction of aquatic nuisance or invasive species through the locks of the Seaway via ballast water. My intention as administrator is to maintain that 100% compliance.
Would you support additional technologies as to clean ballast water, as there are some bills in Congress about?
The United States Congress, the U.S. Coast Guard, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and others are continually looking at the rules and regulations regarding ballast water, not just here for the Great Lakes, but all U.S. territorial waters. And certainly the International Maritime Organization in London, the Canadian government, the key is regulatory harmonization. The key is 100% compliance. The key is making sure that regulation is tied to science, is tied to practice.
I read that you're the first openly gay administrator.
Yes.
And the first openly gay port director, I believe, when you're in Milwaukee.
I've had a very blessed career. So, I am both the youngest administrator and the first openly gay administrator in the history of the Seaway. I'm 39 years old. When I was director of Port Milwaukee, again, my home port from 2018 until 2022, similarly, I was the only openly gay port director on the Great Lakes, and again, the youngest port director on the Great Lakes at the time. For me, I talk openly about my identity as a queer person, especially with Pride Month, you know, mere days away, because I believe that the Great Lakes maritime industry, that communities like Messina, that communities like Milwaukee, that industries like shipping are creating spaces for new and exciting voices that 30, 40, 50 years ago might not have had a seat at that table. I'm living proof that Great Lakes shipping and the Seaway itself is a community where all people can come to work, can feel respected, can feel that they're making a contribution. You can go from being a management analyst and an IT specialist to administrator of the Seaway in just over 10 years. It's been such a nurturing and wonderful experience to be in this field, especially as a gay man.
Adam Tindall Schlicht is the administrator for the St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation based in D.C., but he says he plans to spend about a third of his time at the headquarters in Messina. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Evan Veenstra of Gananoque and Just Downriver on the St. Lawrence, December Wind from Akwesasne. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.